There's been some outrage and consternation in New Jersey this week. The state civil rights director ruled that ladies' nights in taverns are unlawful. Frank Vespa Papaleo says they discriminate against men. Now, ladies' nights, we may need to explain, are usually a few hours in a bar one night a week in which women are permitted to buy drinks at a reduced price, usually half price. The object is to attract women customers. This is commonly thought to attract men, who pay full price for their drinks and, to appear large-hearted and prosperous, often buy half-price drinks for women.
Thank you, Mr. Trump.
Ladies' nights is the way in which millions of men and women, or women and women for that matter, used to meet one another in the days before a teenager in Bayonne could uncover the most intimate secrets of total strangers in Mumbai just by tapping a few keys on his computer. Some people even prefer ladies' nights to meeting people over the Internet because actual human contact is involved. New Jersey Governor James McGreevy quickly called the ruling of the civil rights director, quote, bureaucratic nonsense, an overreaction that reflects a complete lack of common sense and good judgment. Rita Haley, president of the New York City chapter of the National Organization for Women, decried the decision as looking for discrimination in all the wrong places. The ruling was prompted by a specific complaint filed in 1998. David Gillespie, a massage therapist, objected to paying full price for his soft drink at the Coastline Bar in Cherry Hill on Ladies' Night, while women could imbibe for half price. He felt affronted and discriminated against for being a man. Maybe the governor is so outspoken because he has a clear interest in making certain that there are more New Jerseyites in his state's future. It would be comforting to think that men and women meet one another mostly in houses of worship, libraries, art museums, or even public radio fundraisers. But that's not the case. Not every New Jerseyite has the advantage of being a massage therapist like Mr. Gillespie, who can meet people who are wearing just a couple of bath towels and a smile. So will New Jersey women now flood the tunnels leading into New York in search of discount drinks and the men willing to buy them? Or will New York men clog the bridges into New Jersey so they can just be guys together in a state that respects their equality? What do you think? Rosa Parks began her struggle for equality by refusing to move to the back of a bus. David Gillespie began his by walking into a bar and saying, I'm not paying full price for that soft drink.